This is the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista. All of the calories, none of the guilt.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
In case you missed it.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. If you've been out there dating and you think everything is perfect and you don't get a call back or you get blown off, you come here, we help you out.
Yeah, it's a gift.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Today we're talking to Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, sure. Yeah, thanks for emailing us. I read through your email here and you're on now on Second Date Update. So you went on a great date, you said, with a girl named Jamie. Is that right?
Yeah, Jamie, and she was great, and so I took her out to my favorite Mexican joint, and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. We were drinking margaritas, we were ordering the best dishes they had, I was giving recommendations, and she seemed, pretty into me, and obviously I was feeling her as well, and
where did you meet Jamie at?
Oh, so I met Jamie somewhere off campus. I met her at the cafe across the street, and walk right up to her, start a conversation, and sure enough, she agreed to meet with me. So, I'd had bad luck before, so I felt like that was a good sign that things were turning around for me. So after we finish eating, we head outside, and I mentioned, I actually live around the corner from here. If you want a cup of coffee or something, and not expecting much, but I thought, I'd offer the invitation, and sure enough, she agreed. I was like, okay, all right.
So, here we go. Now daddy's cooking.
Yeah. I was trying to keep my cool, and so we go up there, and for some reason, once we get into my place, she totally switched the vibe on me. I don't know exactly what happened, but she seemed like a totally different person by the time we got in there. And then she just kind of bailed abruptly. So I've been trying to contact her since, and I don't know. I haven't been able to get a hold of her. I'm kind of curious as to what happened. Yeah.
Maybe your house was too messy.
That's my first thought.
No. I'm very, very tidy. Oh. That couldn't have been it.
Huh. All right. Yeah, that was my first thought. Your house was a mess. She's like, nope, I'm out. All right. And there's nothing else that you can think of that would probably put her off a little bit by coming back to your place?
No, nothing that I could think of. No one else was around. I mean, the place was clean. Clean for my standards, at least, I thought.
Sure.
I don't know.
All right. Well, that's why we do Second Date Update, to see if we can shed some light on what's going on here. So we're going to give her a call right now. Don't say anything, and we'll see if we can't get you a Second Date Update, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jamie?
Yeah, this is Jamie.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
It's Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now. Radio station.
Oh, hey. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good.
We're doing a segment, Jamie, called Second Date Update, where you've been out with somebody and you've gotten to know them, and according to them, everything is fantastic, but for whatever reason, they can't get back in touch with you. And you recently went out with a guy named Tim you met down by the campus. Remember Tim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get into it, obviously.
Tim was just, I think he's trying to get back in touch with you and stuff, and he can't. And I was just wondering, it seemed to be going so good, didn't it?
Until he got to his house.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tim is someone that I'd seen on campus a couple of times. And when he asked me out, I was super excited. The date was great. He invited me back to his place for coffee. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I didn't want it to end. So I was like, sure. And everything was great. But then as we were walking to the living room, I saw something that just really, one, kind of freaked me out. Two, maybe even scared me a little bit. And three, completely turned me off.
Oh, my gosh.
What was
that? That's like the best tease I've ever heard in my life. What
was
happened?
Was it a demented pillow? What was it?
It was a bondage belt.
A bondage belt.
What do you mean? What does it look like? I've never seen it.
Well, listen, I've only seen it in little snippets of what's that movie? The bondage movie.
50 Shades?
50 Shades. Yes.
Woo, honey.
I've seen it there. Whenever you see it's this belt that a guy puts on, and then he clips the girl, like he ties her. I don't know.
Oh,
like,
yeah. So you
like
know
exactly how it works. Clipped. But I've seen the belt in like S&M scenes and movies.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
All right. So, well, first of all, I assume you're not into domination and all that stuff. That's not something you like.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. I'm into just regular.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with anything. I'm just asking. And then, you guys didn't discuss anything bondage related or anything previous. Okay. So that's why
I
came.
No. And I don't mean to like pass judgment on anyone, but. Put your stuff away.
Well, yeah, it's not your standard decorative item in your home that you just have laying out.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk right into the red room. You want to make sure.
Ooh, I want to go to a red room.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me wonder what wasn't on display. You know, it was a little too much, I think. And it just, too much without any prior conversation. Huh. And I mean, I just didn't even know how to deal with it, to be honest.
Did you, Jamie, did you say, like, hey, what the hell is this thing? Or did you just kind of do the old elephant in the room thing?
You know, I did. I was like, what's that? But I didn't make it like a, it was just like, what's that? And he was so casual about, oh, that's the bondage belt.
Oh, so he,
no. It might have even freaked me out a little bit where I was like, oh, this is a little too normal here. It's just not what I'm signing up for. You know, I'm looking for a relationship, not like
Have it laying out? Did he say he was gonna try to use this sucker?
Listen, I don't know if it was he forgot to put it away, which is another kind of ick thing, or maybe he was trying to turn me on, when it's like, dude, seriously, like
it's not turning me on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about just being a good kisser?
Yeah.
You know? The classics. Yeah.
Hmm. All right, well, I do have to tell you.
It was too much.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, Jamie, Tim is actually with us here because he couldn't get in touch with you, so he's actually on the phone with us.
I feel really bad now.
So, Timbo, the old bondage belt thing.
What?
The bondage belt is what did it, Jamie?
Apparently it didn't do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I
brought it up.
Listen,
you should have said something if you weren't into that.
You can't act all shocked.
You should have said something if you weren't into it then. I could have put it away. I mean, I figured it's 2016, you know. I thought everyone would have said
No, honey.
I thought everyone's seen 50 Shades of Grey.
No, well.
Well, I mean.
Not everyone wants that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, the first date.
Yeah, that's the like first a huge date. Thing.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm not saying we had to use it, you know, that night. We could have worked up to it, but.
Oh my!
I thought we'd be progressive. I don't know.
Well,
listen, Tim. I don't mean to pass judgment on you. Clearly, this is something that you enjoy, but you're jumping to major conclusions to think that everybody's interested in it.
Yeah.
I'm not in the slightest. So, I mean, you're a great guy. I found you really attractive. I was attracted to you. It was just maybe presented. You didn't even have a conversation. You'd never even. Shared any information that would make me think that this was something you were into. It was just way too.
Well, it never came up in conversation. I would have brought it up if it came up.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, maybe it didn't come up because we were like on our second date, and maybe the belt didn't even come out until maybe our honeymoon. I mean, I don't know.
Well, here's what we do. Normally, Jamie, on Second Date Update, I'll offer to pay for your entire next date if you want to try it back out with Tim. Maybe with some miscommunication with that. If you want to go out on another date, we'll send you somewhere here in Madison real nice. We'll take care of the entire bill, and it won't cost you anything. If you want to try it again, it's up to you.
Sorry, I literally just heard crickets in my head. You know what, Tim? I'm going to turn this around. Since you guys have pulled this little thing on me, I'm going to turn this around and put it on Tim. Can we have a date where S&M is not discussed or even assumed, and it's just me and you talking? I did like you, but...
Wow. All right, well, she's going to...
Yeah, it's on Tim.
All right, Tim. It's another shot for you if you want to not put the S&M stuff away for a while and... just go with the regular good old fashioned stuff.
Jamie, I really had a good time with you, and if it means that I got to get rid of the S&M belt, that's totally fine with me because I was only doing it because I thought everyone was into it. I wanted to impress you. I don't even like it.
What? See, look at this. See, a little communication goes a long way.
So, Jamie, if that wasn't too much of a turnoff, I would love to go on another date with you if you'd agree.
Nice.
I love that.
All right, good. See, and Tim, you could sell that S&M belt on Craigslist, maybe make a few bucks.
Finally, yeah, get rid of that
stupid
thing.
Download the podcast now. Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays at 6:20 and 8:20 on 93.1 Jams.
Download the podcast now.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. It's called Destination Unknown because we don't know the destination. We don't know the artist, but we do know you'll have fun.
Absolutely. This is going to be super fun. And, you know, we've teamed up with Lucky's 1313 and Blue Moon to send you out to this amazing adventure. And, yeah, we definitely want to hook you up.
Is this Gina?
Hey, yeah.
Hi.
Gina, what's up, girl?
Not much. Going to work. How are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah, we're doing real good. Mm-hmm. You're our caller number 9. Congratulations, Gina.
Thank you.
We got a big party going on at Lucky's 1313 on Regent Street, and you're going to be there as a VIP.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. You'll have a bunch of entries to get in to win this Destination Unknown. Now, I could just tell you from the past places we've flown some of our listeners. I mean, you know, you had Rihanna was in Miami. You had The Weeknd in L.A. A lot of great trips we've been giving away, so I guarantee you this is going to be a great trip.
Oh, yeah.
That should be good.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, you should be, girlfriend. So,
oh, yeah.
Again, you have a lead on this because, again, you're going to be given entries from us. So that just gets you better into getting this bad boy. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on 1 second. We'll get all your details. And, of course, at 9 o'clock again, get in to win Destination Unknown from 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista.
You're in her world now.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Brutal honesty.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
Everyone can use some tough love. That's why we do it for you at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10 every single morning, only with Marco and Krista here on 93.1 Jams. A couple of different ways to get to us. You can hit us up on social media. You can give us a call. You can go to our website. We'll make it easy for you. We got a question off the website, actually, from Andrea in Verona, who says, Siri, I've decided after spending the last 2 years taking care of my daughter to go back to work, and my husband decided to hire a babysitter to take care of our daughter. I want a nanny, but he wants a babysitter. What do you think is actually better?
Letting a family member babysit you is a terrible idea. I know that it seems great because they will do it for free because they want to see your kids. But it is never worth it because all they will do is whip your kids into a frenzy and turn your house into Mardi Gras while you are gone. And then when you get home, they will leave you with some wild worked up whole kids that won't be able to go to sleep for hours. Your family member who is babysitting has no vested interest in keeping the sanity of your house or making your kids follow the rules because their main objective is to have fun and make your kids think that they are cool. Do yourself a favor and pay a super nerdy high school student who your kids will hate to watch them because they will make them follow the rules and go to bed at a decent time. You will thank me.
That's true. That's true. I know when I watch my niece and nephew, I just give them sugar. I let them do whatever they want. They're out late at night. Hey, stay up. I'm fine with that.
When's the last time you've done that?
It's been a while.
That's right. Your sister is totally on to you, Marco.
Yes. This is from Max in Middleton who says, Siri, I recently decided to get an account on Tinder. I'm about to meet my first date this week.
Oh, yeah.
Her picture looks good on Tinder. Do you think she'll be good in real life?
Is that a serious question? No way is your Tinder date going to look like their profile picture. Nobody puts a current picture on their dating profiles. Being honest about yourself defeats the whole purpose of being on a dating website in general. If people were confident with being honest about how they really are, they would just go up and meet people by saying hi in real life instead of swiping through a weird phone app. Some ugly people cheat in their pictures to make it look like they have a jawline by taking it from a higher angle. In fact, some take them from an angle so high that it looks like a flying drone took it from straight over their head.
Hey, it makes you look thinner.
Hey,
that's
not a bad
secret,
idea.
Honey.
How much are drones these days?
I
Let's
know.
Get some.
Thin face, round face.
Yeah. Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista and Destination Unknown. We don't even know here at the radio station as far as us on the radio. There's a couple of big bosses that know.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Who you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
They know where you're going to see them. But we don't.
We don't.
That's why it's called Destination Unknown. But I can tell you this. Just going by what we've done in the past, Rihanna in Miami. We did the weekend in L.A. and a bunch of other flyaways. It's going to be fantastic. I can tell you that much. Let's get to Zach. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going, my man?
It's going.
Well, hopefully you'll be going somewhere, too.
Yeah, man, you're cool.
That'll be the goal here.
Yeah. That would be the goal.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you're a caller 9. You're in the win. Congratulations, man.
Yay!
Thank you.
We're going to have a big party at Lucky's 1313 on Regent Street. And now you get there. Party starts at 7, and you're going to be a VIP. You've got yourself some entries into this big old deal we got going.
That's
down.
The goal. The more entries you have, of course, the better that you're going to win this bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And plus you get to party with us. It'll be fun. All right, hang on a second, man, okay?
All right.
You got it. There you go. Noon with Mazer is the next time you can get in to win this fantastic Destination Unknown, flying you to someone and somewhere that we play here on Jams. It's going to be great. It's 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. Good morning. You just have to get up.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast. You just have to get up. Don't keep all this fun and funny to yourself. Hit subscribe and share it with your friends.
I like the humor in it. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. In case you missed it.